Phone Voice Speaks, episode 671, Quick Recharge. One of the problems with mobile gadgets, or really any battery-powered gadget, is that the battery life is, you know, itself is an issue, right? But it also takes forever to actually recharge your mobile device, whatever it is. And so, you know, the fact that I have to plug in my phone and let it sit for a couple of hours while my, or maybe a little bit longer while my phone juices back up again, I mean, that's a pain in the butt. But what some researchers in Singapore have discovered is a way to make lithium ion batteries that not only can be recharged up to 70% capacity in like 2 minutes, which is pretty awesome, they can also make the batteries last a whole lot longer. Because that's another problem with batteries, right, is that you have to replace them every couple of years. It would be really great, you know, just because, I mean, the environmental impact of all these batteries is a huge issue. So, you know, if we can charge really quickly and they last a whole lot longer, that's fantastic. And, you know, and apparently you can, according to the press release, and I, you know, again, well, it'll be a while before this appears in real products. But the idea is that the compound that they're using to make the batteries is actually something that's like found in soil. So it's something that's actually, it's theoretically it's cheap to manufacture. Of course, you know, with a lot of these technologies, the real issue is can you do it at scale, right? I mean, it's one thing if you can make in the lab a battery that is able to be charged very quickly, but the real question is, can it be manufactured at scale? And, you know, the press release, which, you know, it's all I've got to go on here, it seems to suggest that it should be, but again, you know, all they've got at this point is a proof of concept, and this also would, it's not just small gadgets, but like big gadgets. They're talking about doing it in electric cars, which of course have huge batteries that take forever to charge. And so if you can get something to charge in a couple of minutes, up to 70%, that puts you in the range of a regular fill up of your gas, right? You know, when you go get gas, that takes, you know, probably 2 or 3 minutes to fill the tank. And that would be comparable to that, right? You don't have to wait, 2 hours or whatever it is to charge your car, if that's what you do. So this has a lot of potential implications if depending upon, how this scales up. But it always seems like with these sorts of discoveries that it always take, it's always like a couple of years out or something, before it becomes, in mainstream products. So, I'll be looking forward to, this. I mean, it's kind of an, I'll believe it when I see it, but, I like the idea of, something that, improves our existing batteries and maybe doesn't add too much to the capacity, but it certainly does something for recharge times. And that I think will be a huge impact on, on our battery powered gadgets.
Thanks for listening to this episode of Phoneboy Speaks. You can find all the past episodes and all the ways to contact me on the web at phoneboy.com/PS.